it definitely looks that way, having watched the two games at the weekend. You know, you'd feel maybe the Tyrone were a bit unlucky, maybe not to beat Kerry, because when they were on top in the first half especially, they probably should have got more scores. But yeah, that period, the start of the second half, probably was the best we've nearly ever seen from this Dublin team in the last 5 years. But I think that just looking at the stats, during that period at the start of the second half, they had 14 attacks, they took 12 shots, and they scored 3-7. That, you know, just shows you the way they play. They hold on to the ball, they work it in towards, they keep the D open, and then I had a great view of it. It was right behind them for the two goals, and the way they pull out the player and then they turn him back inside, Oisin, and they get on the end of it, and they leave that space in front of the D. But it was awesome football, you know. But the Mayo people were very, very excited at half-time. I never witnessed an atmosphere in Croke Park as it was at half-time. They really did think they had a great chance of winning it.
Yeah. How worrying is that statement for the rest of the footballing community across Ireland?
Yeah, it is, because when you look at them, you know, they're getting younger nearly. The age profile of them is getting younger, and they have a lot of players coming through, and there were three or four lads in the under-20 team that are not even in the squad that got to the All-Ireland final. And if you look at any other county, they might have at least five or six of them would be in the squad. So that's the level they're at. So yeah, it is worrying enough for the rest of the country, there's no doubt about it. But you know, look at, I was around when Kerry tried to do five in a row and they didn't do it. I was there when Kilkenny and the hurling tried to do it and didn't do it. You know, I think it would be nice to see history in my lifetime to see them achieving that. And this probably is the greatest bunch of players that we've ever seen in this country together. But what do you do with Dublin? Do you split it into two or split it into four? I don't know. But it is worrying. And then when you see the small crowd that was at the semi-final yesterday as well, was disappointing.
Yeah. Talk about where football's going in the next couple of years and what this five in a row, this possible five in a row, can actually do for football in the country. If Kerry are going to stop Dublin, if they are to try and do that, how do they even go about it, Martin?
Well, I think we know how good of forwards they have and the quality that their forwards are. You know, they have in the forward line, if they get James O'Donoghue back to Ning either to come off the bench to help them in that situation, I think that they're going to need at least three goals. Now, watching Kerry, they try to play the first half with a sweeper and Paul Murphy. They're not able to do it. They don't know how to play that. So they're going to have to go man-to-man on Dublin, and that's very, very dangerous to do that. But they're going to have to do that, and they're going to have to, you know, so they're going to need scores themselves, and they're going to have to get goals. I think they'll need at least three goals to win the match. They're capable of getting that, you know, especially when they could maybe put high ball on top of the Dublin full back line and test it out that way. But I think that's the only chance they have if they have the capabilities of getting three goals and maybe even getting them early in the game.
Yeah. Just back to the point that you made about how worrying it is that the attendance was very, very poor yesterday. Is there going to be a knock-on effect on attendances if Dublin continue to keep going with this runaway train that they have and continue to win titles?
Yeah, that's the way it is. I mean, it's plain to be seen that the Dublin supporters didn't come out till the semi-final. And the reason they even came to the semi-final, because a lot of people were saying Mayo had a great chance of beating them and the one team that could physically match them and all that. And that's why, you know, we had a full house at the semi-final. But I think it is, yeah, the trend is there. And it seems like that Dublin are up there on their own, and the rest, there's seven, eight teams then after them, well behind them, looking at what I've seen in football at the minute. And they don't seem to be going anywhere, you know. We looked at there's a photograph going about at the weekend of Conor Callan 2 years ago, and Conor Callan now, he's a completely different man. He's put on about 2 stone of sheer muscle, and that's the level they're at. And I just heard a story coming out of the Dublin camp last week. Somebody was talking to one of the selectors, and he was saying, they were talking about Jeremy Connolly and that there. He says, watch this Conor Callan, man. And we've seen him going out against one of the best defenders we've seen in Gaelic football, and Lee Keegan, and just destroyed him. So there's more players coming. They have more players coming. Said the under-20s, a couple of very good forwards as well. So, yeah, it is. It's worrying. But what can you do? You know, do you just admire it and that there? But I think from a point of view of the GEA, you know, when you see the crowd was there yesterday, and even Kerry people, I never thought I'd hear them saying it to me the day in Dublin. They were passing comments the day that, is there any point in us even turning up for the final?
Dublin are just one game away from another Sam Maguire. What about outside of the top two this year? What's next for Tyrone, do you feel, Martin?
Yeah, well, I was impressed enough with Tyrone. I think the mistake they made is they kept the one target tactic, and that was hit Cal McShane and hit Cal McShane and keep hitting him. And you know, when that went wrong, they ran into bother when Cal missed that easy enough free and then a couple of wides. But he was very, very good. But I thought they just should have maybe ran more ball. And the other thing is they should have put them away when they're on top. I thought the referee took Kerry back into the game. I thought he gave Kerry a few easy frees now at big times in the game and that there. So, but I think that, and I didn't understand why Niall Sludden was taken off. I thought he was having a good game. I know he dropped one short at that situation, but I just think that Tyrone are not that far away. Supposedly big talk now in Tyrone of, do they need a change of manager or anything else? I know Mickey Hart will make that decision himself if he wants to stay or not. So I think this, you know, I still think they're probably as close as any other team to them. They're a fair bit off them, but they're as close as any other team. And they've a lot of quality of young players, like young Peter Canham's son now coming in as well, who's a lot of quality.
Yeah, but will we ever see a team, Martin, get to the actual level that Dublin are at the moment?
Well, it's very hard to see that. We're looking at the great Galway minor or the great Kerry minor teams that came through. Are they able to? Yeah, I was impressed with the forward line. Can they get the defence right? Kerry are probably still the team that's capable of doing that, because we know that it's the home of Gaelic football. They breed them young down there to be Gaelic footballers. I think that they're maybe the one team that could compete with us. But Dublin, since they've got their act together and everything else, have been awesome. And, you know, the players coming in, and Jim Gavin has proved, even with the Bernard Brogan, not including Bernard Brogan, the 26, putting Dermot Connolly into the 26, he's ruthless. He'll just make them calls himself, and he makes no apology to anybody. And, you know, they are awesome at the minute now.
Just finally then, what about Mayo? What's next for James Horan and company in the West?
I think it's a rebuilding period for them completely. Very, very unlucky that they came with a very good team in Mayo, and that they just came up against, probably, as we're going to find out, the best team that's ever played in Gaelic football. They were very unlucky from that point of view. I think they definitely have to rebuild. They're going to have to get a real big marquee forward if they can do that. So, yeah, it's hard to see. I know their minors were in the semi-final and all that, beaten by Cork and then the semi-final. So, yeah, it's a rebuilding process definitely in Mayo. A lot of miles, a lot of everything on the clock. So I think, they're still not going to be that far away because of the standard that's out there, but I still think it's definitely during the National League he's going to have to take a good look and look at a lot of players.